Residents were supposed to celebrate the city's founding 1,541 years ago. But instead, Kiev Day was overshadowed by relentless Russian drone strikes hitting the Ukrainian capital. Air raid sirens wailed across this city of nearly 3 million people. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko has already confirmed the death of a 41-year-old man. He was killed by falling debris of Russian drones being shot out of the air as the Kremlin launched 54 drones on Kiev. A 35-year-old woman was also injured by the fall of the drone's wreckage in the Solomianskyi district. Ukraine's Air Force said it had downed 52 of the 54 drones during what it said was a record attack by the Iranian-made Shahed or killer drones. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has now asked Parliament to impose 50 years-long sanctions on Iran because of its role in supplying Russia with drones and military equipment for its invasion of his country. Elsewhere in this troubled nation, people are mourning in the eastern city of Dnipro, where the civilian death toll from a Russian missile strike on a clinic Friday has reportedly risen from 2 to 4 people. However, Ukraine pledged Sunday to strike back in this already devastating war. Presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak said preliminary operations have begun for a counteroffensive against Russian occupying forces. The commander of Ukraine's armed forces, General Valery Salushny, has raised expectations that a major operation could be imminent.
Ukraine.
In a dramatic video, he says a prayer and adds that, in his words, the time has come to take back what's ours. Salushny's declaration is accompanied by a cinematic video showing heavily armed Ukrainian soldiers preparing for battle. But the Russian ambassador to Britain, Andrei Kalin, has already warned that Russia has, in his words, enormous resources and hasn't just started yet to act very seriously. He also defended the recent detention of US reporter Evan Kerkovich on spying charges and the 25-year prison sentence for Russian journalist and activist Vladimir Kara-Murza. His crime? Openly opposing the war. With hundreds of thousands killed and injured, people on both sides may be forgiven for saying there are no winners in Europe's deadliest conflict since the Second World War. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.